Begin the current daf and start the Bamitziah daf Mem Zayin. Begin on the bottom line of the Mem Vav Mem Beis, where the Gemara continues in the related discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had discussed, which is the topic of our perek, the opening Mishnah, regarding the halachas of matbeya, currency, that money cannot acquire an object when it's through Mekach HaMemker. It's only when the lekeach, when the consumer takes the object that he's purchasing, that finalizes the deal, even if he didn't pay for it. But if he paid for it, if he didn't take it, that didn't finalize it. That, so the Gemara quoted, which the Gemara will elaborate on this daf regarding the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is that a biblical law or is that just a rabbinic law? And so do the Gemara will talk about the related discussion regarding, although that money cannot create a kinyan when it's in regards to damim, when it's tashlumin, when it's in mekech hamemkah in commerce, however, the possible law regarding how it relates to chalipin. If matbeya could create chalipin, could it create a kinyan when it's through a different medium, that of chalipin, that of a transfer for one thing, like a suda, like a kerchief, to then automatically acquire the other thing? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. Says, if someone was holding in his hand monies, a certain unspecified amount of money, and he said to his friend, Mocher li, sell me your object, be'elu, with these monies that I have in my hand. Now, the seller wasn't particular to ask the buyer how much money he had in his hands, and he took the money from the consumer, says Rabba, Kana. So the consumer has acquired the object with the monies that he gave to the seller, and neither one of them could retract. Now, however, the Gemara continues at the top of Zayin Men Aleph, but V'yeshloi, but his friend, meaning the seller, has all love, has on him the law of Oina. In other words, if the monies that he gave him does not equal to the amount of the object that he was buying from him, and it's a difference of more than the sixth, so then that's like the halacha of Oina, which is then the sale is going to be void. But if it's not more than the sixth of a difference, then it's going to be a finalized sale, even though he only just gave him the money. So the Gemara explains, Kana, the lekeach, has acquired the object, Ava gavdulei mashach, even though he didn't draw the object himself, which we always say that money does not create an acquisition. You have to first draw the object. Why here is it different? Says the Gemara, the kivin delay kapit, since the seller wasn't particular to find out how much money it is. So kana, so it's going to create the kinyan. Why? The ki chalipin dami. Because essentially it's like the medium, the kinyan of chalipin. Because essentially you're just like giving a sudur. It's not through the medium of what generally money is, because money is, okay, pay up. If you don't care how much money it is, so it's just a formality of giving something and giving something back. So therefore, since that's, he didn't care about the money, it's like chalipin, like taking a sudur, or taking, in this case, money. So automatically, the other object, which this guy wanted to buy, is acquired to him. Now, the Gemara is going to shortly ask, but we mentioned on the previous daf that Ula had said, that ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Money cannot be used to create a chalipin. So how does it work when we're saying it's ki chalipin dami, that although he doesn't care about it, but not only could money not work through damim to create a kinyan, neither could it work to create a kinyan through chalipin. But that's the first half of the halacha. And v'yesh lo yilav anah, but if it's chalipin, then why is there anah? By chalipin, there's no anah. A guy gives him a kerchief, he gets back a piece of land. There's no, that doesn't even come close to being a sixth of a difference, much more than that. So why is there halacha of anah? That says the Gemara, because the macher li be'elu kamarle. Because ultimately he used the terminology of selling, which in regards to sale there is a halacha of anah. He didn't use the terminology of chalipin. He says, sell me these things, this your object with these monies. So although he wasn't particular about how much money it is, though it's working through the medium of the kinyan chalipin, and that could work, even though it's money, but ultimately since it is a sale, it will be void if it's going to be more than the difference of a sixth. Now the Gemara brings, that was one version of Rav Huna, which was Rabba's version. Now the Gemara brings a slightly different version, Rav Abba Am Rav Huna. He agrees to the first half of the halacha, that machur li be'elu, if someone says, sell me this thing that you have with the monies that I have in my hand, that kana, it will be acquired even though it's just with money, but he disagrees on the second half of the halacha, ve'ein lo yilav einah. He says, and therefore there's not going to be einah. He holds it completely like chalipin. Chalipin is no einah, even though you use the word sell me this, but you're making chalipin, you're not making a sale, there's no dumim for tashlumin, and therefore there's not even going to be einah, even if it's more than a sixth of a difference, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever money he took, automatically that object is acquired by the buyer. Now the Gemara now explains this opinion of Rav Huna. Pshita, it's obvious that damim, if somebody gives money or an object because of another object that he wants to buy through the medium of money. He's using whatever he's giving to the seller, whether it be money itself or an object that has the value of money, but he's giving it in the medium of payment. And ve'ein makbid aleihen, and the seller is not particular to look at how much this object or this money is worth to see if it's equal to what he's selling the person. So it says the Gemara, hakamrina dekani. That's already what we just said from Rabbi the name of Avifuna, that automatically the buyer will acquire it, even though he didn't do meshicha on the object that he's buying, which normally that has to be done. In this case, that's not a problem, because like we said, the kechalipin dama, because ultimately, since he's not looking at how much money he's getting or how much the value of that object is, it's like chalipin, which chalipin works automatically when the seller acquires the object. Now, however, the question is now in the reverse. What if, let's say, chalipin? Let's say someone gave an object for another object through the medium of chalipin, which is essentially a transfer of objects, to acquire, like the kinyan that you do with a kerchief, what's called kinyan sudr. But umakpid aleihen, but the seller is particular to see, let me see, is this kerchief worth as much as the object I'm selling you? So my, what would the halacha be in this case? In other words, do we say that both of them will acquire what they're transferring to each other with drawing of one of those things, let's say drawing the kerchief, which is usually how it works through a kinyan of sudr, like chalipin? Or maybe do we say, like the opposite of the previous case, that since the seller is particular to see how much is this kerchief worth, so it's like the halacha of damim, where it has to be equal to that amount of money, which is like a payment. So in a sense, just like we said in the previous case, that the money is like chalipin, he would say the chalipin is like ma'is, is like money, and therefore actually the buyer will not acquire it until he acquires the other item, just like when it's by payment. It's not enough that he took the kerchief, he has to first acquire it, just like you'd say, by money. That's the Gemara's question. Do we say the reverse of the previous case when there's chalipin that is particular, just like we say that by money when it's not particular, it's chalipin, by chalipin when it's particular, do we say it's like money? So Amar Vada Barabi says, Toshima, let's bring a raya from the following brisa. The brisa says, Harishah, you teifis parasa v'oimen. If a guy was holding onto his cow and standing over there, now his friend came over to him and said, Paras chalama, why do you have your cow over here? Why do you bring it to the marketplace? So he says, L'chamar anitzach, he says, because I need to buy a donkey. So the guy, his friend told him, he says, look, yesh l'chamar, shani naisnach, so I have a donkey that I could give you. So then he asked him, Paras chalama, how much are you willing to sell your cow for? So he said, b'kach b'kach, this amount of money. So then he asked him, Chamar chalama, how much you want to sell your donkey for? He said, b'kach b'kach, that amount of money. So they were willing to sell each other their animals as a swap to exchange which each one wanted. So mashach bala chamor es apar. So if the owner of the donkey went and took, because he met this guy who was holding his cow, he went and did meshicha on that guy's cow, he drew it to himself. But the other way around, the owner of the cow didn't get a chance to do meshicha on the donkey, until the donkey already died. So one of the parties already did meshicha on one of the animals. He already drew the cow. But the owner of the cow didn't get a chance yet to do meshicha on the donkey, and it already died. Says the Braisa, loy kona bala chamar esapar. So the owner of the donkey has not acquired the cow, although he already did meshicha on it before anything happened. But since the other party didn't get a chance to do meshicha on the chamar, and that guy's chamar died, so he's not getting the chamar. So the one who pulled the cow to him did not acquire the cow. Says the Gemara, Shmami, no, what do you see from this case? Chalipin, which this was an exchange of animals, a chamar for a para, umak peralei, and they were particular, because they asked each other first, what's the price? How much are you willing? It wasn't just a random transfer. Okay, you take this, I take that. How much are you willing to sell for? Oh, how much are you willing? Oh, great, this is exactly what we want. So it's essentially like what particularity is, and what do we see loikana that he doesn't acquire? In other words, if it was a classic case chalipin, once one of them took one of them, like a kinyan sudr, he took the cow, automatically the donkey would have been acquired to the other ones, although he didn't do meshicha, the loss should be his. Although it died now, it was already in his drishus like a chalipin. Obviously we see that when they're particular, though they're doing chalipin, that it's not kaina, because yeah, we will view it like money, because it's particular. And that says Amar Rav, he says no. Atu chalipin, do you think that the Torah source of chalipin, which is a pasuk in Rus, b'shuftin yaskina, we're talking about fools, dolei kapti, that are not particular to know that the item that they're drawing to themselves as the kinyan sudr shouldn't be worth at least some worth of the money, that it should be at least something that's not negligible, that he should then acquire what he's selling to the person for not even the equivalent, but at least some type of value. So obviously, every chalipin, of course there's particularity there. Even the sudr has to be something of substance. He's not going to do a shmata, something, and go ahead and take it and then acquire his thing. So even though in the pasuk the halacha is that there's particularity, still the halacha is chalipin is going to be kaina. So you can't say that the reason by chalipin, if it's going to be makbid, if it's particular, then now suddenly it's not chalipin, and now suddenly it's moiz. It can't be, because every chalipin, that's what the Gemara's Rav is saying, is there is hakpada. And still chalipin works, meaning by just one person taking it, the other one automatically gets it. Ella rather says, Rav, kol chalipin mikbid kapti v'kana. Every chalipin, the seller is particular about it, and still the kin is going to work. So how do we understand this case then? So if having chalipin and being makbid does not make it into mois, then why over here in the case of when one person already drew the cow, did we say that if the donkey dies before the other one does mashiach on the donkey, that then it's not going to be a chalipin? But why? The chalipin happened already. We want them drawing it to himself. And that says, Rav, hachma iskin, and actually the case of the Brais is talking about, the Amar Lei that he has said to him, Chamor, I'm going to give you the donkey, the parah v'tleh, for your cow and the sheep. Umashach ha-sapar, this I said that he drew the cow, wasn't a complete chalipin yet even. Because v'adayin l'mashach ha-satleh, he didn't yet draw the sheep also. Do I have a mashicha ma'ali, which wasn't even a full-fledged mashicha, it wasn't even one of them. Chalipin, the concept is that one of them takes one thing, the other one automatically gets his thing. Here, one of them didn't even do one whole thing yet, because he has to take not only the cow, but he has to take the sheep, and they didn't do that, and that's why he's not cutting them, but not because it's not working through the medium of chalipin. Had he taken the parah and the seh and the tled that he had made up with him, then yes, then if the donkey would die, it would have been the loss of the owner of the cow. So Amamar. Now the Gemara goes back to explain Rabbah's version, but the halacha of Rav Huna. Rav Huna had said, Mocher li be'eluf. Someone was holding money in his hand, and he said to someone else, sell me this thing of yours for the money I have in my hand. So on that, Rav Huna had said, Kana. So then, once the guy gets the money, the buyer automatically acquires the object, even though he didn't do Mashicha. But like we said, V'yesh le'ilabayno, but since ultimately it was a sale, so there is going to be the halacha of price fraud if it's more than a sixth of a price difference. That was the halacha of Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, as we had alluded to this question before, Lema sub Rav Huna. So is this to say that Rav Huna holds matbeya nasa chalipin, that you could create a kind of chalipin through money, which is not like Ula and all those other opinions that we had mentioned on the previous daf, because here, what's the reason why he said it's going to work? If it's through damim, that doesn't work. You have to do mashiach on the mekach. So Rav Huna said, oh, because it's like chalipin. Like chalipin, one of them draws one thing, the other one automatically acquires it. So what are you saying? You're saying that money could create chalipin, which is not like all the other opinions we mentioned in the previous daf. Says the Gemara Loi, no. Actually, Rav Huna sub the Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Huna holds a Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, that really he would hold that matbeya cannot create chalipin. And here, it's not actually working as chalipin. It's actually working through the medium of dam, of money. Because, like we mentioned before, that's why there's Aina, that he said, sell me your object for the money I have in my hand. It's just that this type of money will acquire even without this buyer doing mashicha on the thing that he's buying. Because the words that Rav Huna had used, ki chalipin, it's like chalipin of the kinya of a sudr, not because it is chalipin, so why is it like chalipin, is because it's an uncommon type of a sale. Because people don't usually buy things without knowing how much selling things without knowing how much money it is that he's getting from the buyer. Now, so therefore, the following halacha comes out. Because since he holds like Rabbi Yechanan, the Amar Devat Torah Mois Kainas, Rabbi Yechanan holds that biblically, actually, if by the buyer giving the seller money, that already finalizes the sale. But then why did they say, as the halacha of a Mishnah said, that actually you do not acquire the sale unless the buyer does Mashicha, draws the object that he's buying to himself, and it doesn't help to finalize the deal by him giving the money? That is a gezerah, it's a rabbinic decree. That maybe the seller, since it's a done deal, it's just that the buyer didn't get a chance to pick up his wheat yet, and it's still in his attic, he's going to tell the buyer, I'm sorry, your wheat got burnt in the attic because it was yours, you just didn't take it. So to avoid that situation, they said that actually until he actually draws it to himself, the buyer, it's not a done deal. Now, and therefore, as the Gemara explains elsewhere, so he's going to put in the effort to go ahead and sell it and save it, the seller, because it's still his, and if it goes up in price, he'll be able to get that gain. Now, says the Gemara, Milsa de Shchicha Gaza B'Rabbanan. But a common situation, as in all rabbinic decrees, it's only by common situations that they instituted their gezeiras, by a common sale, a regular sale, a guy comes to buy wheat, that's where we say that, okay, it's not a done deal until he draws the wheat himself. But a milsa de shchicha, but something, a common, uncommon case of a sale, like here, where it's not common for a guy to sell something and take money without knowing how much money it is. The rabbanan were in geizer, so therefore the reason why it's working is because, meaning like chalipin, that by just giving one of the things, in this case, the money, where the buyer is giving the item, here it's going to work, even though he didn't do mashicha, not because it's chalipin, but because mois will be kinder as the biblical law, because the gezer rabbanon of saying din mashicha is not in such a situation by a case which is loishchicha. Now, Amalei Marhuna Beredra of Nachman Ravash, he says, Atun hochimas nitola. You had learned the opinion of Rav Huna in such a situation as our Gemara had quoted, where you were in doubt, is it because Rav Huna holds that matbeah could create chalipin? Or not, and then you gave that you said, "Oh, it's not." You rejected that notion that you have to say that matbeya nasa chalipin, and you said, "No, it could be holds like a biyichanon, and it's only because of mo'is kindness." On that, he said that Anan, us, we explicitly hachamasninla, we explicitly learned Rav Huna with all those rabbanim which were mentioned in the previous daf in Mevav Med Aleph that said, and so to he says that matbeya cannot create chalipin, and so to he that we had learned v'chinam Rav Huna. In our Girsa, we had explicitly that Rav Huna also says, Ein mapeya nasa chalipin, that you cannot create a kinah chalipin with money. And if we never had any doubt, that it must be that most definitely Rav Huna's opinion was because the whole Tekab Yechanan, which is like we had we quoted Rav Nachman with like Ula, which is based on the principle of because Mois kindness, Dvar Taira, and it's only rabbinically and by uncommon cases, we don't say that Mois is not going to be kinah like in our case. Now the Gemara asks, and related to this topic that we're talking about of chalipin, b'ma kainin, with what do we create a kinyan of chalipin? Because the pasuk says, which is the source of the halacha in Megillas Rus, says sholaf ish nali, the man took off his shoe, and that's how they made an exchange for the estate of Bayaz with marrying Rus. So the question is, who took off his shoe and gave it to the other person? Rav Amar, he says, b'kelev shol kaina, the kinyan of chalipin is, it happens with the vessel, let's say the shoe, of the buyer, that is, and he gives it to the seller. And by him giving his shoe or his object, his cleat to the seller, then the seller's item gets automatically acquired to the buyer. Now the reason for this is, says Rav, is the buyer prefers that the seller acquire his cleat, so that he should be conclude and that to be willing to say, oh, this guy's giving me this thing. Okay, he's in a good mood. He received something. He's going to be willing to acquire this thing that he's selling to the buyer. But Levi Amar, he says, no, but Caleb shall makna. It actually happens with the shoe, the vessel of the seller, and he gives it to the buyer. Kedabin l'mem l'kaman, says the Gemara, as we're going to explain shortly. Now the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Huna b'diskar to l'ravo. Now, which this begins the discussion of how do we understand this halacha of that by the seller giving something, a chalipin, which is a sudur or a shoe or a kli, to the buyer, then with that will be acquired what he really wants to sell him, a piece of land or a car or whatever it is. And that asks the Gemara, according to Levi that says that the kinyan chalipin happens with the vessel of the seller, which is being given to the buyer, Hakokoni ara agav glima. What comes out is that the buyer is going to be acquiring a piece of land by the dint through the kinyan of a cloak, of a shirt. In other words, if someone is giving a piece of land to his friend, with which kinyan? Kinyan of chalipin. How is that? With a kinyan of a sudr, of a kerchief. So it comes out that the receiver of the gift is taking the sudr, the kerchief, from the one who's giving it to him, and with that he acquires the karka that he's getting from him with the kerchief by drawing the kerchief himself, which he acquired by doing mashicha, by drawing the kerchief from the seller, he also gets the piece of land that he's getting as a gift from the seller or buying it. And that asks the Gemara Im Kain, if that's the case, havalei nechasim shiyesh lenachrayis. It comes out that you have a case of where properties that have liability, which is always a term used for karka, because it always has liability, you could always collect from it, it doesn't move anywhere. V'niknim, and it's being acquired im nechas m'sheila machrayis. It's being acquired through the metatlin, the movable item, by drawing the movable item, which its kinyan for metatlin is through meshicha, which is not a kinyan for karka, because you can't do meshicha, you can't draw land. And the problem with that is v'na nipchitznan, but we learned the exact opposite in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin. Mishnah says, Nechasim she'elam achrayis, properties that don't have liability, meaning movable items that could be moved away, stolen, lost, niknim im nechasim she'elam achrayis. They're acquired through properties that have liability. In other words, through something that's a kinyan for karka and it's not a kinyan for metatlin, as the Mishnah there teaches, with money, with a document, with chazaka, which are only kinyanim on karka and not a metatlin, that's how you could do. In other words, by acquiring, let's say, doing chazaka on a piece of land, you could automatically acquire that person's metatlin item too. But here, the way it's coming out, the way you're describing the kinyan chalipin and according to Levi, is the exact opposite. You're acquiring a piece of karka through the kinyan of meshicha in metatlin. And that doesn't work like that. It has to be the other way around. So Amalei, so he said to him, Ihava Levi Hacha, if Levi would be here, who it's his opinion that you're asking on, have a mapik la'apach pulsi de nura. He would send forth to you sparks of fire, which is a nice way of saying that he would have excommunicated you, that you would suspect him for saying such an opinion. Mi savra, do you think that he was saying the halacha of agav, meaning by acquiring one thing, that through that, through the dinta that you could acquire something else, meaning that through the meshicha of the glima, of the vessel that he's acquiring by meshicha from the seller, mikna lei, that's how he's acquiring to him the piece of land with the kli? No. That would be, what we're talking about over here, we're talking about the halacha of chalipin, where it's as if the buyer gave something else to the seller in place of the piece of land. Now, what is that? What is he giving him? That's not true. Levi didn't say the buyer is giving anything to the seller. The seller is giving him a kerchief, and with that, he's giving him the piece of land that he's selling him. That is what he explains to him. With that pleasure that the seller has, that the buyer receives that token item from him, where the seller gives him over something, that pleasure that he receives, that someone took a gift from him, that's considered for him as if he is getting a certain benefit, a certain pleasure, as if the buyer gave him a large gift. So he's happy that, oh, you took this thing from me. So gum of aknile, that concludes his willingness to now acquire to him that piece of land. So that's how it's working. In other words, yes, it is a chalipin. A chalipin has to be a transfer. Now, according to the other opinion, we understand what the transfer is. The Rav had said that he's giving him, the kain is giving him the sudr, and then the seller is giving him back a piece of land. But according to Levi, what's the transfer? Not through agav, that he's giving him one thing, and through that he's giving something else. No, it's the pleasure that he gets, that he was able to give someone else something, and the guy took it, that he's happy, and with that benefit that he's getting from the buyer, he then gives him the thing that he's selling him. Now, the Gemara actually says that kitanoi, this machlekes Rav and Levi, is a machlekes tanoim in whose keli do we use to create the kinyan chalipin. The pasuk says in Rus, b'zeis lefanim b'Yisrael, and this was what it was earlier in the Jewish people, al geula v'al tmura, regarding the redemption and regarding the transfer, l'kaim kol davar, to substantiate everything, which is this halacha of chalipin, which it's describing here in this pasuk. Shalef ish na loy v'nos l're'eyu. The man takes off his shoe and he gives it to his friend. So he explains the braisa. Geula, that term where he's talking about redemption, zumechira, it's a reference to selling, where if someone makes a full-fledged sale, which is that someone takes an item and then he pays for it with money. Now, but he's not receiving money. Rather, he's coming to validate the sale through a kinyan of sudr. That is what the pasuk is describing. That's one thing it could do, ala geula. And how do we know geula refers to selling? Because b'cheinu oim esut, we have a pasuk in the Yikra that talks about the halachas of ma'isa behema. It says lo yigoil, that it should not be redeemed, which Rabbeinu Tam explains that is talking about that you're not allowed to sell the ma'isa behema. And timura zu chalipin, the exchange is a reference to chalipin, which is that you're exchanging this kli for the object that you want to get from the other person. And how do you know that timura refers to an exchange? Because v'cheinu oim esut says the pasuk in Vayikra where it talks about the halachas of karbanas, lo yachlufenu. You're not allowed to exchange the carbon. V'lo yamar aysay, and you're not allowed to swap it. Where you see that the term of tamura which that's what the pasuk Tumah Rabbeah refers to chalipin regarding an exchange. So both regarding a sale and regarding chalipin, you could do a chalipin, the kinyan sudur, to finalize that kinyan. Now, the pasuk says, this is l'kayim kol davar, to substantiate every sale, everything, which is shalaf ishnalav and l'rei, the man takes of a shoe and he gives it to his friend. Now, here's where the question is, which is the machlokes Rav and Levi, which is the machlokes Tanoim, mi nasan lami, who gives to who? So the first opinion says, Bayaz nasan l'gal. The Tanakhama says that Bayaz, who in that situation, he was the purchaser from the closer relative, nasan l'gal, he gave to that redeemer, which is like Rav, that the kaina gives his shoe, his kli, to the seller. Behuda Aimer, he says the other way around, he says, no, Goyal Nasan LeBayaz, the redeemer, who was supposed to be the redeemer, who is the seller, who gave it over to Bayaz, he gave his shoe to Bayaz, which is like Levi, that's the Caliph Shal Makna. So the Machlekes Rav and Levi is a Machlekes Tanoim. The Gemara continues on these halachas of Chalipin. Tanu, we learn the Braisa. Kainin Bekli, the Braisa says that you could create the Kinyan of Chalipin with a vessel, Afal Pi Sheim Shava Pruta, even if it's not worth a Shava Pruta. Amar of Nachman, and this is the machlekes that we mentioned in the previous daf, he says, Loi shana, we didn't learn that you could create the kinyan of chalipin with a kli, ela bekli, only with a vessel. Ava bepeiri, but regarding a non-kli, which we use the term of peiri, so then, loi, then even if it was worth much more than a pruta, you cannot do. Meaning the chiddush is saying, a kli, which is the only thing you can do chalipin with, it could even be worth less than a pruta. But even if it's worth more than a pruta, but if it's not a kli, then you cannot do chalip with it. Rav Sheshar Zama, he disagrees. He says, no. He says, afila b'peir, says you could even do with a non-kli, the kinim chalipin, it just has to be worth a pruta. The chiddush of the Raisa was saying, if it's a kli, then it can be worth even less than a pruta. Says the Gemara, my time under Rav Nachman. What's the reason of Rav Nachman that he says that you cannot do chalipin with anything that's not a kli? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, as we quoted before, naloi, his shoe. Nal in midach rinaloi. A shoe, yes, other things not. Meaning, just like a shoe is a kli, so too, other things a chalipin need to be a kli. Says the Gemara, my time to Rav Shesha. What's the reason Rav Shesha says it doesn't have to be a kli? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, l'kayim kol davar, which the way he interprets the Pasuk is to substantiate it with anything. Anything can be used in the kinyan chalipin. So ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman, nami, except l'kayim kol davar, what does Rav Nachman do with those words which sounds like you can be mekayim the kinyan chalipin with anything? And then he says, no, ahu l'kayim kol davar. That is means to say, says, to substantiate anything, meaning what the Pasuk is talking about of Geula and Temura, that the Niknin B'minel, that it can be acquired through the shoe, meaning it's talking about the sale item, not the thing that you're using to create the Chalipin. The Kinyan Chalipin has to be through a shoe or a Kli. L'kayim kol davar means, and to substantiate anything that you're redeeming or exchanging, meaning selling or buying or exchanging, that could be done through the Nal. As the Gemara of Rav Sheshes Nami Hoksev Nali, what does Rav Sheshes do? It says a shoe. Seemingly, it's like Rav Nachman, it has to be a kli. And that Amalcha Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes would tell you that no. What is it teaching you? Man Nali, just like a shoe, has to be Dava Hamasuyim, has to be something that's complete. I've called Dava Hamasuyim, so to anything that's complete. Lafuko, that comes to exclude, is Chatzi Rim, and a half a pomegranate, Vachatzi Eggers, or half a nut, we're delayed. That's not going to work, it's not a complete thing. But whatever it's complete, even if it's not a kli, like peiris, like produce, that could be used as chalipin. So Amar Sheshet B'Rei Davidi says, "Kamand kesvinon ha'idna," which summarizes all the halachas that we mentioned up until now from the halachas of chalipin, which we had other machloikas in. So who is it that we write like now when we create a shtar for the kinyan of sudur to document the kinyan of sudur that was done for the exchange? Who is it that we write like when we write as follows, which we want to use the most ideal, like the most stringent opinions that are mentioned? So it says that the kininimene that I acquired from him, the buyer writes in the document, bimana with a kli, the kasher lemekanyebe, that's valid to be used to acquire with it. So the Gemara actually breaks down every single word of that document to show it's being used to ascertain a certain opinion as astringency. Bimana, when it says through a kli, that's lafuka midrav shesh, just damakarim mepeis. That excludes from Rav Sheshet we just quoted, who says that you don't need a kli. You could acquire the kin of chalipin even with a pri. So we write that it's with a mana to say that we even did like the most stringent opinion. The next word that says the kasher that's valid is lafuka midishmul. I mean, the kasher means that's appropriate. That's to exclude from Shmuel the Amar that he says, kainan, that you could acquire the kin of chalipin as we continue to in beis, even bimaraika, even by a vessel that's made from animal dung, which is not so kosher and appropriate. That's where we write the word kosher. Then the next word, lemakanya, which sounds like to acquire with and not to, not what meaning liknes by, meaning it's the buyer who's writing that, to acquire with it, and not lahaknes by, not to have it acquired through, which sounds like that it's the keli of the purchaser, is lafukim in the Levi. That takes good from Levi, dama bekelev shamakne, that said that it could even be that it is from the keli of the seller. Kamash malan, that's what the chiddush is saying. Lemiknaya, that's what it says, lemiknaya, to acquire with, v'loy laknuyeh, not to have it acquired through. And the last word, bay, with it, which sounds like an exclusionary term, meaning with this and not with something else, on that Rav Papa Amar le'udim ad be'ah, that comes to exclude a coin, money, which we explained the old, those opinions that hold that ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Brozvid, ve'item, and some say Rav Ashiyama, it was lemu'ute asur hanot, to exclude things that are forbidden to have benefit from it, where that you cannot go ahead and use it as an object, because you don't have benefit from it, to create a chalipin. Igadami, there are those that have a different version, that actually the word bay, with it, Amar Papa is lemu'ute matbeya, that's coming to exclude a coin. And the kashar, when it says that it's an appropriate kli, on that Amar Zvid, Ritim, and some Rav Ashi, that was Lamu'ute Yisrael. No, that was to exclude something which is not appropriate because it's forbidden to have benefit from it. Of a Marika, but the animal dung vessel, which was what we originally in the first version had said, that's what the word kasha is excluding. This second version holds Loi Itzruch. It's not necessary to say that you cannot be acquired with it because it's something that's not an appropriate thing. You don't have to say that to be excluded from the word kasha, and rather the word kasha would be excluding Isur Hana. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the halachas in our Mishnah. We said that the money does not acquire the object. The object acquires the money. So one of the cases was that asimon kaines matbeya v'chulu. So when the seller, when the buyer, well, there's really two. There's one guy giving someone money, another guy giving back asimon. So essentially the seller is the one that's giving the asimon, and the buyer is the one who's giving the money. So when the buyer acquires asimon, then that acquires the money to the seller, meaning that's when the deal is done. So the Gemara clarifies, my asimon, what is this asimon? So Merav, he says, it's certain types of monies that are given as a sign for the bathhouse, meaning the bathhouse attendant takes numbers, he takes a simon from those who want to be counted, that want to bathe in the bathhouse, because he has to know how many people want to come to the bathhouse, because accordingly he's going to heat up the water and prepare bath towels for them. So they give him very poor and worn out types of monies. That's what an asimon is. Therefore, in regards to a matbeya, it's considered the pre and not the money, because it's poor and worn out types of money. So they give him that as a simon. Here, take this rubbed out, worn out penny. Now, Meisri, the Gemara, however, asks from the Braisa on this interpretation of Rav. The Braisa says, "Ein mechal in Meisri Sheni al Simon." You cannot deconsecrate, although you could take Meisri Sheni produce and transfer into money and bring that money up to Yerushalayim. You cannot do that on Asimon. And v'loy al mois on the tons besimla beis amerchet. So too, you cannot transfer it onto these monies that are given as a sign for the bathhouse attendant. You give them this rubbed out coin. It's not considered a coin to be valid, as we said in the pasuk that you need to do when you be machal ma'aser sheni onto money. Now, one thing we see from the brayse is machla, but the inference is da simon lav mois on the tons besimla beis amerchet. Obviously, asimon is something independent because it says two cases in the brayse. One is asimon, you cannot be mechal ma'aser sheni onto, and one is the money that's given to the beis amerchet. So how can Rav say that asimon are these monies that are given as a sign to the bathhouse attendant? Now, says the Gemara, and bechitei meperushik mefarash, and if you're going to say, no, it's really one case. It's just that the brayse is explaining that you cannot be mechal ma'aser sheni on asimon. And what is that? That's mois on the tannas besimla beis amerchet. On that, the Gemara says, no, because v'halei tanei hachem, but we explicitly did not learn like that in the following brayse. The brayse says, Mechalin ma'aser sheni al asimon divrei Reb Deiser. Reb Deiser argues on the halacha of the previous brayse, and he says, no, you actually could deconsecrate, you could transfer the sanctity of the ma'aser sheni produce onto an asimon. That's the opinion of Reb Deiser. The Chacham Oimrim, they say, as in the previous brayse, that ein mechalin, you cannot be mechal. Now, but says this brayse of a shavin, they both agree, she'ein mechalin amois on the tannas besimla beis amerchet, that although Reb Deiser held that you could be mechal on asimon, but he would agree to the Chacham that you cannot be mechalin onto these monies that are given as a simla beis amerchet. Obviously, then they're two different things, because he holds asimon, yes, and mois on tannas besimla beis amerchet, not. Obviously, not the same thing. So Elam Abrichin, rather, Abrichin gives a different interpretation. It says, my asimon, it's pulsa. It's the actual disc of the coin, of the metal, but it's lacking the image. It doesn't have the image which is graved into to make it into a coin. That's what an asimon is. So therefore, that's not considered a matbeya in regard to this halacha. Let's be mechal ma'is sheni on for it to be ma'is. And so too, in regard to matbeya, it's considered a pri. Now says the Gemara, va'az Rabbi Yechon l'tamei Rabbi Yechon, and they gave this interpretation of Asimon, goes according to his opinion mentioned elsewhere. Because the Amr Rabbi Yechon had said, Rabbi Deisa v'Rabbi Shmuel Amr Davar Echad. Rabbi Deisa and Rabbi Shmuel say the same thing, which is, Rabbi Deisa hadamar, Rabbi Deisa is this opinion we just said before, that he said that you give Michal Maisa Sheni on Asimon, which, as Rabbi Yechon just described, as we'll show, it's the same thing as Rabbi Shmuel, where it's lacking an image. It's lacking an image. He holds it's not a problem. It's still considered a coin. And therefore, you can be mechal ma'isa sheni on the asimon. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Mahi, what's Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanakh Lina Braisa, which is also talking about this pasuk in Devarim regarding the redemption of ma'isa sheni onto money. It says in the pasuk, v'tzarta kesa b'yadecha, that you'll wrap the money into your hand and you'll take up that money to Yerushalayim instead of the produce. Says the first opinion, l'rabas kol davar hanitzra b'yad. The Rabbi Shmuel says, what's this word v'tzarta? What's that coming to include? It means to say that anything could be wrapped in the hand. It doesn't have to be specifically money as we know it with a graven image. Anything that could be wrapped in your hand, that could be used as money to be taken up to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he says, no, actually, the word b'tzarta is l'rabbis comes to include kol davar shesh lav tzura. The word b'tzarta could either mean as to be tzairu, to bind, or could come from the word of tzura, of an image. That means to say that anything that has an image, that could be considered as currency to be taken up to Yerushalayim, but if not, not. So that says, what the Gemara is saying is, from the fact that he says that Rabbi Shmuel, who disputes this halacha of Rabbi Kiva and says that no, it doesn't have to have a tzura, that is permitted to do chil of ma'isa sheni onto it as money, and Rabbi Yechonet says that Rabbi Shmuel says like Rabbi Daisa, who also permits to be mechal onto an asimon. So that obviously is because Rabbi Yechon is saying that Asimon of Rabbi Deisa is the same thing as Rabbi Shmuel, which is a coin that does not have an image on it. And therefore, that's how he explains this halacha of our Mishnah, which Asimon is something that doesn't have an image on it. Nothing more continues, quoting from our Mishnah, that said Ketzat, which illustrates this halacha of our Mishnah. So it says, if Mashach Amenu Peiris, if the buyer drew the produce that he's buying from the seller, but he didn't yet give money to the seller yet, halacha is, he cannot retract, again, as we said, because that finalized the deal in contrast to giving the money and not taking the item. So this was, as we had quoted these opinions before, the Gemara clarifies this halacha, that it's only Mashiach that's kainah and not the mois. Amar b'yichna. He says, actually, devar taira mois kainah. According to biblical law, money would acquire the sale. But then why did they say, as we quote in our Mishnah, that only the drawing of the item that's being bought will acquire the sale? That's a gezeir, it's a rabbinic decree. Because maybe, since the sale is done, if we would go according to biblical law, when the buyer gives the money to the seller, but yes, he just never got a chance to pick up the item, it was too big, he needed a truck, and the weed is in the attic, and there's a fire that's going to get burned. He says, sorry, your stuff got burned because the sale was done. It was already yours. So because of that, we say that it's not a done deal until he draws the wheat himself. And this the Gemara asks, safe, at the end of the day, man deshadid leka bayi shlumi, the one who lit the fire will have to pay. So what's the concern? So it's going to go up in smoke? It's fine. The buyer didn't lose anything. Even if you say it's his, he's going to get compensated for the money that he gave whoever lit the fire. So El Rav, the Gemara says, no, Gzeri, it's a rabbinic concern in the case of Shema Tibot Leke Ba'inis, because maybe the fire will happen by itself, electrical fire, something that is going to be beyond any person's control. And that the concern is, Imok Mis Lehu Bershusei. Now, so the Gemara explains, so what was Rabbi Yechanan's, what was the Tekanah of the Rabban according to Rabbi Yechanan? If you're going to place the wheat that was bought, even though he paid the buyer already paid for it, if you're going to maintain it in the domain of the seller, some Moser Nafshei Taruch HaMatzel, he says he give up his life, I mean he's going to put in the effort, and he's going to go ahead and save the wheat because it's still his wheat. It's not yet considered, he says, oh my, this is my stuff. He's going to run quickly and save it. But V'ilai, if not, if you're going to keep according to the biblical law, Le Moser Nafshei Taruch HaMatzel, he's not going to give up he's not going to put his life at risk to go ahead and put in the effort and save this stuff. So to be able to prevent the loss of the buyer, we said it's still considered in the domain of the seller. And as the Gemara elaborates elsewhere on that, for the reason of that, if you say that it's his, so if it goes up in value, he'll have what to gain. Therefore, we say that he'll put in the effort to go ahead and save it, and that's why we consider it in his domain. But really, according to biblical law, mois are kindness. Rish Lakish, he disagrees. He says, Meshichu mefereshes min haTorah. He says, no, this halacha that you only will acquire the sale by the buyer drawing near him the object that he's buying, that is explicitly in the Torah. So says the Gemara, my time is Rish Lakish. What's the reason of Rish Lakish? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says in Yikra as follows. It says, V'chisimkru memkru lamisech, when you're going to make a sale to sell something to your friend. Economy out of mesech, or if you're going to buy something for your friend. So what's the Pasuk they're talking about? So the Pasuk there concludes, I'll tell you the Isha Sachim, so a man should not fraud and hurt his brother by charging him a sixth more than the going price. But one thing we see from this Pasuk, says Rish Lakish, is davar hanikna miyad liyad. What makes the kinyan? Ikonoi is miyad. The acquisition is only when it's from the hand of the seller, meaning when he draws the object that he's buying from him, that creates a kinyan mashicha, that creates the kinyan. But just giving the money, that's not the kinyan. Whereas Rabbi Yechonam, he says, no, miyad, the word there, ikon miyad, it's not coming to say that a kinyan is only when you take the object you're buying, konoi, miyad, from the person's hand. The word miyad from his hand is lemute karka. Is coming to exclude land, which cannot be taken when you're buying from the person's hand, to less be aina. It's just coming to say that there's no halacha of aina, price fraud, on land, because that's actually the context of what the pasuk is talking about over there. It's coming to say, with land which is not taken from hand to hand, there the topic of the pasuk, which is aina, does not apply. But it's not coming to say that a kinyan is only miyad, it's only coming to say that this halacha of aina is only by somebody taking miyad, which is metatlin, but that's no halacha of aina by karka. No, but Rish Lakish, he would say, no, imkain, but if that's the case, lichtiv krud, and the pasuk should have written as follows. Chisimkru memkru miyad amisecha, that if you're making a sale from the hand of your friend, then I'll tell you, then you should not fraud him. Oikonai lomali. But then why does it say, or if you buy? In other words, what Rish Lakish is coming to say, the reason why it wrote it was because it wanted to have the word konai, kinyan, of acquiring it, next to the word miyad. To say that actually, no, you do not acquire something until it goes out from the hand of the seller to the hand of the buyer, which is Shema Minel Mashiach, which obviously tells us that it's only when the buyer draws near the object that then the sale is final. Now, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yechonah, so according to Rabbi Yechonah, it's a good question. What does he do with these words? Or if he buys, why is that necessary? On that, the Gemara says, no, he needs it for, as we learned in the following brisa. The Brisa says, it says in the Pasuk, B'chisim k'rememker, if you're going to make a sale, so that's what the Pasuk is saying. I'll tell you that you should not fraud him. Now, says the Brisa, Ein li ilish nesan lekech, I would only know that this halacha of aina, a price fraud of a price difference of a sixth, only applies when the buyer is getting frauded, meaning through the seller. But nesan amaychem inayin, how do we know that the same thing works in the reverse, that if the seller gets frauded where the buyer underpays him by a sixth, that the same halacha of aina would apply? Time 11, that's what the Pasuk teaches. Oikonai, or if he buys, I'll tell you don't fraud, meaning that the fraud works both ways. So not like Rish Lakish that it's coming to say, oh, because kinyan is only miyad. No, it's coming to teach the halacha of aina. But the Gemara says, Rish Lakish, tarte gamar minei, he actually learns out two things from the Pasuk. In other words, the fraud of the seller, you're right, we learn out from oikonai, which the Pasuk is saying, I'll tell you. But the halacha of Meshicha is because since the word Kone was near in proximity to the word Miyad, so you have the Kinyan near those two words, and it wasn't near the word Memker. Why was the word Miyad near the word Kone and not the word Memker, where you have both by selling and by buying? To tell you, because the Kinyan of the buyer is only when it's Miyad, when he draws the object from the seller, because only Meshicha is going to be Kone Melatayra and not Mois. Now the Gemara, however, asks from Tanan, from our Mishnah, on this opinion of Rish Lakish. Our Mishnah quoted that Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, he disputed the Rabbanan, who they said that if the buyer gave the seller money, the Rechacham said that Yochel Achzabai Bezeh Bezeh, both of them could retract, both the seller and the buyer, because it's not a sale yet until the buyer draws the object to him. On that, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says that no, the only one that could retract is actually the seller. He says, Kol shekesem b'yadeh, whoever has the money in his hand, meaning the seller who not only has the object that's being bought, but he also now has the money from the buyer, yodeh alal yoyin, he has the upper hand. He could decide for the sale to go through, or he could back out, but, as the Gemara says, meichu hu dematzi haderbe. Rav Shimon is saying that the seller could back out, lekech lematzi haderbe, but the buyer cannot back out. That, the Gemara says, Yarmit Bishlaima, it works very well if you say that according to biblical law, Ma'ois Kainais, meaning like Rabbi Yechanan, that if money acquires and finalizes the sale, and the whole concept that we say that it only is a kinyan until the buyer does Mashiach is only rabbinic takana. So we could understand now Rabbi Shimon's opinion. That's why the seller could retract, because ultimately it's he could retract because it's a kana drabanan, as we said, because of nisuf uchitecha baliyah. But lekech lematzeh haderbe, but the buyer cannot back out. In other words, Rabbi Shimon is coming to tell us that it's enough if we say that the seller could back out, because we said the reason for that is because if we're going to put it in his domain, that he could back out if it goes up in price, which is a gain for him too, but it'll also be a gain for the buyer so that he'll put in the effort to save it from a fire. So he's going to say, because I still have what to gain. Because if it goes up, I could retract and it'll still be mine. Now, but it would make sense what Rav Shimon is saying, that the buyer cannot back out. Because as we're saying, like Rabbi Yechon holds, because Mois Kainis, really according to biblical law, it really is a finalized sale by just giving the money. So it would make sense why, okay, the Moichi can back out because we said for the Takana Drabon. But there's no reason for Takana Drabon to say that Lekeach can back out, and therefore biblical law would say that he cannot back out. But Eli'i Amrit Mois in the Kainis, but if you hold like Rish Lakish that says at all, even according to on biblical law, that money does not create a Kenyan, so Lekeach Namil Hadarbe. So then why shouldn't the Lekeach be able to back out just that the Moichi can back out? What do you mean? There is no kinyan here at all. You need Mashiach according to the basic halacha. So why are we saying only the meicher, says Rosh Hashanah, could back out and not lekech? So Amalecha Rish Lakish would tell you, you're right. I leave the Rosh Hashanah lekamina. Says, according to Rosh Hashanah, I wasn't saying my opinion. In other words, you're right. Rosh Hashanah holds that Mashiach is only a takana drabanan, meaning just how Rabbi Yechon holds in the Chacham. And therefore, since only takan drabbanan, but biblical law moisa kindness, so you're right. So why should lekech be able to back out? It is a full-fledged kinyan. We don't want. We say that the meicher could back out, so that again he'll save it if it goes up in price, and therefore he'll save it, and therefore it'll be a safety for the lekech, although it's really his, but it'll be saved by the fire by the seller. But says Rish Lakish, kika mina libe drabbanan. When did I say my opinion? I was going in the opinion of the drabbanan. They say that not only could the seller back out, so could the buyer back out. So that's what Rish Lakish is saying. Why could the buyer back out? It's because moisa, not kindness. It's not a kinyan at all. You need Mashiach. We need Mashiach, so of course. And then the lekech could back out, and so too the meicher, meaning both of them could back out. So actually, now the Gemara asks the other way around. So you're right. Bishlam Rish Lakish, very well according to Rish Lakish, that he says according to Rabbanan that Mashiach is the biblical law and Mois does not acquire even on biblical level. So that would make sense. What's the difference in this dispute between Rishim and Rabbanan? In other words, it's on this point that they're disagreeing. That's the reason that he gives for their opinions, that according to Rabbanan that they say Mashiach is deraisa, so meaning to say Mois are not kindness. Even on biblical level, it's only Mashiach. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference who could back out, the seller or the buyer. They could both back out because no Mashiach was done. Whereas Rabbi Shimon held that no, Mashiach is only Takanu Rabbanan, because that he should put in the effort to save from the fire. So therefore, it's for the seller that Takanu Rabbanan applies. So he made it for him, but not for the buyer. El Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, that he said that even according to Rabbanan, Mashiach is only Takanu Rabbanan. So then the question is, my Ika Bein Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan? In other words, with what point are they disagreeing? What's the reason that he gives to their opinions? Why would there be a difference to say that Rabbi Shimon says that only the Meicher can back out, not the Lekeach, and the Rabbanan hold that no, both of them can back out when they're both coming from the same halachic principle that Mois are calling this Minatayra and Mashiach is only Takanu Rabbanan? So that says the Gemara, Ika b'nai d'Rav Chizda. According to Rabbi Yechon, the difference between them would be the halacha of Rav Chizda. Because the Amr of Chizda, Rav Chizda had said, K'derech shetiknu Mashiach b'meichrin, just like they instituted that Mashiach will have to be the kinyan regards to the seller. In other words, that we said that the seller could back out as long as the lekech did not do Mashiach. And that was, we said, at the Kandra Abundant, so that since he could back out, so therefore he'll save it from the fire, because if it goes up in price, it'll be his gain. And therefore then it'll be a gain for the for the buyer, that his item, which is really his, will not be burned by the fire. Says Rav Chizda, kach tiknu Mashiach b'lekucha. So too they instituted that Mashiach should be required even for the buyer, meaning in regards to allowing the buyer to back out, because of that same takana of the wheat being that the seller telling him that your wheat was burnt in the attic, because it's actually a kol shekein. Because if you say, says Rav Chizda, that you allow even the lekeach to back out, So then, for sure, the seller is going to put in the effort and try to save it from the fire. Why? Because if the consumer sees that a fire is coming to the seller's house, he's going to say, I retract. It's not mine anymore. And it's 5 seconds away from the fire. The seller's going to say, oh my, it's mine now again. This guy retracted, and he could retract because of the Takana Drabanan. So for sure now he's going to save, which is the whole purpose of what we want to do to save it for the buyer. As the Gemara tells us later on, the Mem Tesma Beis, that Rav Chisda's halacha was said in the context of someone that gave money for a donkey. And then he heard that they wanted to take it away for the government, and he says, I retract. So therefore, that for sure would be an incentive for the seller to go ahead and save it. So says Rav Chisda that we instituted this halacha of requiring Mashiach, not just for the seller to be allowed to retract, but even to allow the buyer to retract. So that's what the Gemara says. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon less like Rav Chisda. Rabbi Shimon does not hold to this takana of Rav Chisda that no, to allow the security for Lekech, we only need allow the Moichet to be able to back out. That's enough of an incentive for him to save from the fire in case it goes up in price. We don't have to allow the buyer to back out too. And therefore, he only allowed the Moichet. Whereas Rabban and Isl Rav Chisda, Rabban hold them like Rav Chisda, they say, yes, that makes sense. That's another incentive. And therefore, both the Meicher and Lekeach can back up. But they both agree that Ma is Kanyas Dvar Taira and Mashiach is only Takan Rabban. Now, the Gemara continues asking on this opinion of Rish Lakish from Tanan, which we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, although you could back out when money was given, you can't back out once the item was already, you did Mashiach. But once money was given, you could back out. Aval Amru, but they said, says the Mishnah, Misha Parah Midar HaMabel, which is the curse known as Misha Parah, he who, meaning reference to Hashem, that collected from the generation of the flood, meaning that he punishes, who asad li parah mi Misha Einayim B'diburi, he's going to end up collecting and punishing from the person that does not stand by his word. Where although the sale is not done, you could back out, but there's a curse over there. And that says the Gemara, I amid b'shleim emoyis kindness, if you say like Rabbi Yechanan, that according to biblical law, really the money has already acquired, shamachi koi ba'aval, so it makes sense that there's this aval, but this curse of the Misha Parah, because really, according to biblical law, the sale is done. And if you're backing out, you're really backing out from a sale. It's just, according to Rabbinic Takana, that we say it's not until the Mashiach is done. But eli yamit mois in the kindness. But if you say like Rish Lakish that money does not make the kinyan at all, so my koi ba'avol. So why is there the curse of Misha Parah? What's the problem? What do? You didn't back off from anything. There's not a sale here on any level at all. So that says the Gemara Mishum Devarim because of the words he gave his word. That backing out of the word makes him a candidate for the Misha Parah. That the Gemara asks ubedvar mikoy ba'avol, but just giving words, verbal agreements, that will put someone in the curse of Misha Parah. But that the Gemara asks, what time learn the brayse as follows? As we continue on top of Mechasim and Alf, Shimonim he says, Ava pisha amru talis kind of din is of. Although that we said that when one person is giving someone a golden dinner and the other one is giving the other person back a talis, that the drawing of the talis will acquire the golden dinner, as we said, to do mashicha on the object. And but ve'ein din is of kind of talis, but the golden coin will not acquire the talis. Because although we said in certain contexts golden coin is considered a pri in regards to the silver coin, but in regards to a pri, in regards to a talis, which is a kli, then the golden coin is going to be considered the currency. And therefore, currency, the money does not acquire the object. Mikamakam, however, says the Braisa, ultimately regarding the punishment that will come back, that although that there is such a punishment, however, kach halacha, however, that is the law that the courts cannot hold a person back from backing out. However, so although that's the halacha, aval amar, but they said, Misha par me'antri dar ha-mabel, he who punished the generation of the flood, u'me'antri dar ha-flogger from the generation of the dispersion, u'me'antri sedem v'amayru, or from the people of sedem and amayru that he overturned their cities, u'mitzrayim b'yam, and the Egyptians by the sea, who asad li par, he's going to end up collecting from Mimisha Eino Emin B'dibur, from the person that doesn't stand by his word. And v'hanoisi, but that's what the Braisa says. Continues the Braisa, v'hanoisi v'noisi midvarim, but someone that only had business dealings verbally, then loikana, then there's no kinyan, and in that situation, v'chayzer boy ein ruch acham noichim, and if he backs out, then the spirit of the sages are not pleased with such a person, with his actions. In other words, they're not agreeable to what he's doing. Rabbi explained that onu ein lanu, we don't have any other curse for this person. Ela ein ruach acham noichem, and only just that it's not appropriate in the eyes of the sages. Which Taisa explains what Rabbi is coming to teach more than what's said in the Braisa is that when the Braisa says in this case when there's only was a verbal agreement, that Ein Ruach Chacham Neichemenu is not the curse of Mishapar, which was said in the Reish of the Brice. That's what Rav is coming to clarify. So therefore the question is, we see clearly in the Brice when there's only a verbal agreement that there's no Mishapar over there. Mishapar is when there was at least money that was given, there was something that was done. But if you're saying, like Rabbi Yochanan, some money makes sense, because that is at least a biblical kinyan. Krender Shlakish, money is nothing. So what is he getting the Mishapar for? His words? But we see clearly in the Brice that just a verbal agreement when there's nothing but words, that you don't get a Mishapar, you just get that the sages are not pleased with you. So what exactly Krender Shlakish will create the Mishapar? That says the Gemara, no, Devarim ve'ikah b'hadayu mo'is, when there's a verbal agreement with money that was already exchanged, that's koi ba'avol. That will put the person who backs out in the curse of the Mishapara. Because that the verbal agreement already came to a physical action. Now, but it's not because the money will be acquiring on the biblical level. The money is not creating any kinyan, even biblically. It's just because of the verbal agreement. Now, verbal agreement does not do it, but verbal agreement that comes to an action, albeit an action that has nothing to do with a kinyan, will already be something substantial that if someone backs out, will be the curse of the Mishapara. Now, the nafka mina regarding the prohibitory law is, if, for example, let's say someone is mekadesh a woman. According to Rabbi Yechanan, then that's going to be a kedushin, because according to him, mo'is are kindness medivri Torah, because biblically it's a kinyan, and it's his. Now, according to Rish Lakish, it's not going to be a kedushin because he holds mois is not kindness even on the biblical level. It just creates a mishapara if it's verbal that already created an action. But dvarm v'leke b'dai mois, but if it's just verbal and it didn't even have money with it, that's what the Rish was saying, loikoi ba'avol, that doesn't even have the but, meaning but that is a mishapara. Rather, that's a case of only ein ruach chachamim noichemenu.